Thunder Bay. Three members representing the community have joined the Governance Committee of the Thunder Bay Police Services Board. The new members are David Paul Acknepinskum, CEO of Mattawa First Nations, three-year term. Denise Baxter, Vice Provost of Indigenous Initiatives at Lakehead University, two-year term. Coralie McGuire Syrett, Executive Director of the Ontario Native Women's Association, two-year term. Friday's announcement followed a decision by the board earlier this year to revise the structure of the governance committee to include three board members and three people from the community. The committee, formed in 2019 to review and develop policies as recommended in Senator Murray Sinclair's 2018 investigative report on behalf of the Ontario Civilian Police Commission, was previously comprised of two members of the police board. Its first priority is the recruitment of a new police chief. Community voice in the recruitment of a new chief of police and in the development of critical policies of the board is vital as the board moves forward, a board statement said. Malcolm Mercer currently administers the board and has sole decision-making power until March 2023. He said the knowledge, experience and community involvement of the three appointees is significant, and that the board welcomes their expertise. Acknepinskum said that with his lived experience as an Indigenous person in Thunder Bay for over three decades, he's aware of the systemic changes that are needed to achieve the goal of re-establishing a police service that better meets everyone's interests and needs. He added, "We must come together as one to make Thunder Bay the best place to live, work and play and to further educational goals." McGuire Syrett said there have been numerous independent reports that speak to the need for the meaningful inclusion of the Indigenous community's perspective. "It is integral to have Indigenous women's voices at the TBPS board governance table," she said, "and to inform board policies so that Indigenous women's unique safety needs are considered."